Shalom, everybody. Hope everyone had an easy and meaningful fast. Today is Yom Chamishi B'Shabbat, the fifth day of the week, and in the fifth aliyah of Parshat Ha'azinu, we have 11 psukim. In this aliyah, Moshe continues his song of Musar and Nevuah. Moshe says that nations of the world must understand that Jewish people suffer at their hands only because Hashem allows them to do that and for it to be so. And when Hashem decides to finally redeem Bnei Yisrael, Hashem will punish those nations that abused Bnei Yisrael. The Gemara in a few places, including Masachet Sanhedrin Daf Tzadi Zayin, says that one of the signs of Mashiach is chutzpah yazge. Chutzpah will grow and flourish. What does chutzpah mean in this context? The Piasetzner Rebbe, Rev Clonimus Kalman Shapiro, who was murdered by the Nazis in 1943, he says in the introduction to his Chovas HaTalmidim that chutzpah is lachshov et atzmo ve'et da'ato l'ne'emanim. Uvtuchim lismoch aleihem. That chutzpah is a phenomenon where a person thinks too highly of themselves. They think their opinion is worth more than it really is, that no one has anything to teach them, that they lack the basic midos of modesty, unpretentiousness, etc. And therefore Chazal say, in that Gemara, that one of the signs of Mashiach is a generation of selfishness, of inward focus, and of bloated self-worth, chutzpah yazge. Perhaps one can suggest that this idea is in our aliyah as well. One can suggest that it's what the Orach Chaim says, the Orach Chaim HaKadosh, Rav Chaim ben Attar, who died in 1743. The Pasuk in our aliyah refers exactly to that time period, to the time period of chutzpah yazge. The Torah says in Perek Lamed Bet, Pasuk Lamed Vav, Ki yadin Hashem amo, v'al avadav itnecham, ki yir'eh, ki ozlat yad, v'efes az atzur v'yazuv. That God will judge His people and comfort His servants. Hashem will have seen that the power is gone with no protection and no one to help. How to understand that pasuk? The Orach Chaim says the pasuk means as follows. Ki yadin Hashem amo. When Hashem judges His nation and deems it that nation to be worthy to be saved, and v'al avadav yitnecham, Hashem will save Bnei Yisrael because of His servants, because of the tzaddikim of the generation, the servants of Hashem. They are the ones who are worthy of being saved. But those tzaddikim will not have the ability to save the rest of the nation. Why not? Says the Orach Chaim, because of the next words in the pasuk. Ki yir'eh, because Hashem will see, ki ozlat yad, ve'efes atzur v'yazuv. Hashem will see that the power is gone with no one to help, with no protection, no one to help. Hashem will save Bnei Yisrael because He will see that the power of those servants, the tzaddikim, to give musar, to correct the people, to rebuke the people, their power will diminish, says the Orach Chaim. No one will listen to them. And why won't people listen to them? What would stop people from listening to tzaddikim? Perhaps one can suggest that the reason is exactly what we said earlier. Chutzpah yazge. Because people will become so inwardly focused, because people will have such a falsely inflated self-worth, that they will ignore the advice from others. Our pasuk is talking about the end of days, and tzaddikim will have no value. No one's going to listen to them. And again, perhaps one can suggest because of chutzpah yazge. Imagine a person going to the doctor, and the doctor tells her that she has a certain condition, and she has to start taking medicine, or the condition may become dangerous. And the person, who's never taken a biology class since freshman year of college, says to the doctor, "No, I'm fine. Have a nice day." We would look at that patient as being foolish. I'm not saying you can't get a second opinion. I'm not saying you can't weigh what the doctor says. Obviously not. but to completely ignore what the doctor says because I know better, with absolutely no background, no reason to contradict them, that would be foolishness. And yet, that happens in our world all the time. Our teachers, our advisors, the tzaddikim of the generation, sometimes they tell us that we need to improve in this way or that way, and we just ignore them. No, I'm fine. We know better. That's ridiculous. It's absurd. May we be zoche mit Hashem, to serve Hashem without chutzpah, and God forbid, without arrogance. Have an amazing day, everyone.